dispensing drugs. He was taken to a hospital after a crash in California. More from ABC's Alex Stone.
The crash happened on a two-lane road outside of Visalia during the tour of California. Ryder and the main group skidded on some gravel and fell, causing the rest of the group, including Lance Armstrong, to go down. Afterwards, he sat on the ground with his legs out and his hands on his face. His right cheek was bloody.
Disgraced Tour de France winner Floyd Landis says that he, Armstrong, and others not only cheated but taught other cyclists how to beat the system. So who does Simon Cowell think should replace him on American Idol? Oprah asking him this question today.
Everyone's talking about casting the nasty person or this person or get another Brit in.
And it's not about personalities. It's about who knows how to pick talent.
100%
yes.
Right.
This is ABC News.
Now at the Home Depot, 1 1/3 gallon Roundup Pump and Go Weed Killer has a new lower price of just $15 every day. Which means it's never been more economical to kill the weeds that steal the water and fertilizer meant for the flowers and plants you planted. Weeds are on their way out, thanks to Roundup Pump and Go Weed Killer for just $15 every day. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Buying a good used car is all about having the right information and facts. And if it's a Honda certified used car, well, it just got a whole lot easier. Because now you can find out the history, mileage, and the price of the Honda you're looking for without leaving your home. Simply go online and search Google or Yahoo for Honda certified used cars. You'll see the current selection at the Honda dealers nearest you, along with the information you need to make the right choice. Honda certified.
It's time now for the Dr. Bunny Show, Here's the Thing. You can hear Dr. Bunny every Monday through Friday from 3 to 4 p.m. here on AM 1400 KKZZ. Tune in, listen in, and call in 805-639-0008. That's 805-639-0008. Now, here's Dr. Bunny.
Welcome to the show, and thank you for listening. We're here Monday through Friday from 3 to 4 p.m. right after Dr. Laura. And you can also hear us on KKZZ 1400 AM. We talk about health and wellness issues on the show, and those are physical and emotional health and wellness issues with a slant toward prevention. I'm Dr. Bunny Vreeland. I'm a board-certified clinical hypnotherapist, and our number here in the studio is 805-639-0008. That's 805-639-0008. Call in and talk to us. We love to hear from you. Spence is always here and ready to put you on the telephone. Today, our guest is Ken May from SwiftChip. He's been sponsoring us for quite a while, and I thought it would be a good idea to have him on. He has a lot to say, and I've got a lot of questions for him. So we'll be talking to Ken in just a moment. And if you want to talk to him, if you would like some free computer advice, 639-0008. And if you would like to talk with me personally here in Ventura, California, you can call me at 805-984-1237, or you can email me at bunny@bunnyvreeland.com. My website is bunnyvreeland.com, and all of my shows are archived there, thanks to Ken May. And you can also download my free stress reduction session at bunny@bunnyvreeland.com. I really want you to take advantage of this free stress reduction session. I'm seeing more and more clients for stress than ever before. I had two this morning, and stress is just eating us up. And while I wish I could make the stress go away, what I can do is help you deal with the stress. The stress reduction session is at bunnyvreeland.com. It's free. There's no strings attached. Try it. I have people call me all the time and say how much it helps. And if you have questions about it, you can call me, 805-984-1237. I always like to start by saying a special thank you to Ken May for keeping my website up and archived to the minute. He is so good at that. Ken is the general manager of SwiftChip, and SwiftChip is giving away a free hour of labor. He'll be telling us more about that in just a moment. So I would like to introduce Ken, who has been my webmaster for quite a while now. And Ken is, I can't say enough. He comes to the house. He works on my computer. He does things remotely. He knows If he doesn't know the answer to something, which I think has been once, he'll say, I'll get back to you on that. And he does. I mean, he's amazing. So, Ken, welcome to the Dr. Bunny Show.
Thanks for having me on, Dr. Bunny. I'm glad to be here.
Well, what I know is that you've recently changed your name.
That's right.
You were Nifty Chip, and now you're Swift Chip. So what's that all about?
Well, a couple different things. You know, we try to do a lot of networking and marketing. I mean, mm-hmm. there's a million computer companies out there, and, you know, I can sit and tell people why we're the, you know, better than another one. But so much of it is just, you know, getting your name out there and getting them used to it. So we're out there telling people, hi, we're Nifty Chip, and we're noticing a lot of younger business people these days, they're saying, Nifty? What's Nifty?
What's Nifty? It's, oh my God, it makes me feel so old.
Oh my gosh. Surprising to me, but I guess it's just kind of fallen out of the general use.
Yeah.
And we went through a corporate restructuring a little while back too, and so, you know, we could have kept the name, but we were going to have to spend some legal fees to, you know, re-register and all that mm-hmm. stuff. So we're like, okay, we'll just go with a new name, and maybe it sounds a little more pro. And
Swift.
Yeah. Swift. Nice.
Well,
Swift.
It also says what you do and
That's
how
true.
You do it.
But we're careful too. But
okay, Swift but careful. Okay. And you have an offer that you want to make.
I do. We are so grateful for all the support that you've given us, and so happy to have worked with you and gotten so much business through sponsoring your show. I wanted to extend an offer to any of Dr. Bunny's listeners who have a business that has three or more computers. They can give us a call, and we will volunteer an hour of our time to go help them out with basically anything that they need computer-related. You know, we want to make sure that we're not there doing, you know, janitorial data entry type stuff. Mm-hmm. But if they have an actual problem, we're so confident that they'll be happy with one of our team members' capabilities that we'll give away a free hour of time for them.
So three or more?
Three or more computers, yeah.
Okay, I've been saying five, so I'm glad you corrected that. So
okay.
If you have three or more computers.
I'm not sure what we said on the ad, but, you know, for today, I'll drop it down
okay,
to three.
Okay, drop to three. Okay, so if you are a company or an organization that has three or more computers, mm-hmm. Call Ken, and would you give that number?
Sure. Our main line is 1-866-326-2008. That's 866-326-2008.
And we'll be giving that number throughout the show. And you will come by and help them out for an hour.
Yep, depending on our, you know, what time of day and where it's at in the county, mm-hmm. it'll be myself or one of our team members that'll be coming out to help them out, definitely.
Unbelievable. That's, I mean, but that's just who you are. So what else are you up to? I know you've got something going on with Jim Duran.
Yeah, actually, I just met with Jim Duran, who is the executive director of Cypress Place, mm-hmm. which is definitely one of Ventura's top senior living facilities.
And he's just an incredible person.
He is. I mean, he's always giving 100% to back to the community and to, you know, take care of the people under his command and all that, which is just excellent. And I have to give a little credit to Billy the Brain for some mm-hmm. of the idea for this. But we got together and we talked about people in Ventura County. They're not really marketing or volunteering or doing anything to help support the seniors with technology right now. And we're just becoming more and more complex and more technologically sophisticated mm-hmm. as a society. Mm-hmm. And I know there's just a bit of a learning curve there. Just a, you know, little
just
tiny,
a tiny
one.
Bit.
Just a tiny one. And, you know, it's really easy for somebody who's grown up with all that to be able to wade through it. But for someone who's maybe, you know, come into the game a little bit later or something like that, you know, it's great to be able to help them out. So anyway, we're going to set up a volunteer day in August
okay.
at Cypress Place. I'm going to have some of my team there to help volunteer. And basically any seniors that that come in, we're going to help them out either with computer tutorials or if they have a computer problem, mm-hmm. we'll help fix it. They can bring in a laptop or desktop, we'll hook it up and fix it. I'm looking to partner with maybe a catering company or something
oh,
like
nice.
That to provide some snacks. And I have some friends who are massage therapists that are going to give some free massages while they're waiting to get helped and things like that.
What so a great idea.
We're going to make it a big event.
No, now, what is the date again?
We don't have a specific day yet. We're still sorting out for scheduling, but it's going to be in August.
Okay. Would you call us and let us know? And
absolutely.
So we can, you know, and we'll Facebook it.
And Jim came up with a name. He said, we're going to call it Seniors Gone Wired.
Seniors Gone Wired. That's great. And on that subject of seniors, here's how much I trust you. I have given you my mother's name, who, bless her heart, got her first laptop about a year and a half ago.
Good for her.
And so she's having a little issue, and I said, you got to get Ken May over there. And I know that she is, you're going to go over and see my mother tomorrow.
Yeah, we talked on the phone. She's a total sweetheart. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Now, here's mother. Okay, I'm going to give you a little update on mother. She
okay.
called me up, and she said, This is real. She said, what was the name of your TV repairman, or what's the address of your TV repairman? And I said, my TV repairman? I watch TV very little. I said, I don't have one. She said, well, you know, the computer guy. I said, you want his address? And she said, no, his phone number. So
once upon a time, they were the same thing.
So Ken, just so you know.
Well, actually, funny enough, things come full circle. I'm actually also a certified LCD TV repairman.
Oh, how funny. How funny. Well, so fix your television while you're there.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, so you've got the free offer, and you've got a new name, and let's talk about some of the questions that people ask you, because I know that I've got a number of questions, and we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Dr. Benny Show with some of those questions. Call us.
Digestive Wellness offers colon hydrotherapy to those who have an interest in helping themselves achieve better health and vitality. Bobby Rotello is the most experienced and knowledgeable colon therapist in the Tri-County area, offering safe, confidential, and gentle colon hydrotherapy. Call her at 218-3169. Once again, the number for better health is 218-3169. Join Bobby in 2010 and let the cleansing begin.
Your financial future could be everything you desire if you're willing to dream it, plan it, do it. Three simple ideas, yet powerful when it comes to realizing your lifetime goals. A new home, funding a child's education, saving for retirement. Pursuing the future of your dreams calls for a roadmap. And now it's easier than ever with the help of a financial professional. Let Rick Jeffrey, certified financial planner with Financial Network Investment Corporation, assist you with your investment objectives. Stop by and visit Rick at 290 Maple Court, Ventura, California, 805-644-1224. Again, 805-644-1224. Financial Network Investment Corporation is a registered broker-dealer. Member SIPC.
Alpha Biotics is a science, philosophy, and art in the field of life energy, human potential, and wellness. Alpha Biotics deals in stress release and recovery. It's a dynamic and hands-on proven way to stop stress from needlessly draining your life energy. Alpha Biotics promotes self-healing, joy, and inner peace. Call Dr. Richard Wright for a free consultation at 310-489-7504. 310-489-7504 or visit alphabiotics.me.
Is your business using technology to increase productivity? The friendly computer pros at SwiftChip will ensure that you do while providing complete computer care for your PCs or Macs. SwiftChip is giving away 1 hour of labor, 100% free to any of Dr. Bunny's listeners with five or more computers who call 866-326-2008 before Memorial Day. This is not a gimmick, but actual labor performed absolutely free. Give SwiftChip a call at 866-326-2008 and see why SwiftChip is known as the IT efficiency experts for small and medium-sized businesses.
And we're back on the Dr. Benny Show on KKZZ 1400 AM. We're here today with Ken May, who is the general manager of SwiftChip. Used to be Nifty Chip,
yep.
But nobody knew what Nifty meant, which makes me feel really old. So we call it Swift Chip today. Okay, some of the questions that people ask, I'm sure you've heard them a gazillion times before. Password hints.
Mm-hmm.
Passwords make me nuts.
They're very difficult, but it's very important to have a very complex one to be protected. But that's always the trick. Do I have a very secure one and different ones for each website, or do I use one universal one? It's a trick.
So I've heard that there's a password card, but I haven't seen it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
There's several different ways out there to help manage having multiple passwords.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of different services. Like, for example, there's one called a RoboForm, or there's a few other similar mm-hmm. ones like that, where basically it's a little plugin that runs in your web browser, like Safari that uh-huh. you use, or Internet Explorer or Firefox. And you just have one master password you use with that, and it registers your logins and passwords for different websites and automatically punches them in.
No kidding.
So it's convenient, but...
But you still have to take that step.
Exactly, and in a way, it kind of defeats the purpose anyway, because then if somebody got that password,
yeah.
they would have access to all your other
ones. Have access to everything, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. It's like you take a step forward and a step back and a step forward and a step back.
Some people recommend actually keeping a printout, not with your actual password on it, but kind of encoded in some way that somebody that looks at it wouldn't understand it at all, but makes sense to you. You know, for example, you might have just a line of text on there, and kind of inside that text are a couple words that give a little hint to you. Oh, that's what I use for my password.
Mother's maiden name.
Something like that. Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Or your dog's name, or the first concert you ever attended.
There you go. Something like that. Yeah.
Okay. Some other questions about passwords. Okay, now there's a stupid joke going around, and you've seen it. It's, you know, the blonde joke where she goes into the bank and she has to do her password, and they ask her what it is, and she says, Mickey, Minnie, Pluto, Huey, Louie, Dewey, Donald, Goofy, Berlin. And they said, why do you have such a long password? And she said she had to have at least 8 characters and 1 capital. I mean, goofy, but yeah, there's the other character. Really goofy, but what is the key to having a really strong password?
Well, passwords are meaningless unless it's something that you're going to be able to remember without having to constantly reset it and things like that too. So it still needs to be something that you have some sort of a connection to. But the typical requirements for passwords is anywhere from 6 to 8 characters, usually with an alphanumeric character and at least a capital letter in there somewhere.
Okay, so Mickey, Huey, Dewey, Louie is pretty
that
right
would,
on.
Yeah, that would probably that would work. Yeah.
But when you say a character, it's just a letter.
Or a number. Yeah, something alphanumeric.
Okay.
The example you gave actually with the Disney characters is probably not a very good one, because you tend to want to avoid what they call dictionary words.
Uh-huh.
Words that, you know, you could find by opening a dictionary, because part of the way that people will hack a password is they might use what's called a dictionary attack, where they set up a program to basically just try all these different combinations of things of made up of regular words. So it might be a good idea to use a word but deliberately misspell it or something like that.
Oh, now that's a fascinating way to do it.
Yeah, it makes it more difficult for someone to remember.
And then when you see those little, you know, when you try to access something and they give you those little, I don't know what they're called. But
they call it a CAPTCHA.
CAPTCHA. Okay, and the letters are kind of distorted, mm-hmm. and you have to figure out what they are. And is that always secure? Is that the most secure thing you?
Actually, the whole point that of them using those is it's to prevent programs from hacking into your account. So the idea,
the spammers,
exactly.
And the
idea being that, you know, they'll write a program that will scan a web page and try to make entries over and over. But people are smart. They always come up with ways to, you know, to defeat them. So what's actually more effective? I ran into this myself when I was setting up a forum for a uh-huh. client. We set up a CAPTCHA, but they were still beating it. You know, they were still posting all sorts of offensive and inappropriate links on his forum.
No kidding.
So what we wound up doing was made a little custom field on there where something that only a human would actually have to look at it, read it, and then give an answer, like, you know, what is 11 minus 2 plus 5 or something like that. And because it was something unique, it wasn't a default option that came with it, then they don't know how to code for it.
They don't know how to code for something like that. So much happening. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable. Give us a call, 639-0008, if you're looking for some computer help. Ken May is here. He is in the studio, and he is brilliant. So let's talk about spam, Ken, because I know it's a huge issue, and I know that some of the laws that they have done little to mm-hmm. deter the spammers, and I mean, most of them aren't in the United States. Is that right or wrong?
Well, I think that's definitely the perceived notion. I think ultimately, by volume, it's actually still the United States, but as far as individual groups responsible for sending huge amounts, then it would be people outside the country. So what you see is lots of smaller attacks coming from within the United States, and then much larger concentrated attacks coming from outside the United States.
Okay, why do people spam?
They want money.
Okay.
Basically, usually they're advertisements. You know, I think everybody's probably gotten an ad for Viagra or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of illicit websites that are set up to get you to sign up for this or that, or, you know, some sort of false antivirus. And the frustrating thing is they usually get you on multiple fronts. So first off, the spammers make money because they've purchased a bulk amount of email addresses, and they charge somebody to send a message out to all those addresses, someone who owns a website. And every time somebody clicks on one of those links, they make a little money. Then when somebody goes to those websites and they might sign up for some false antivirus or buy some pills or something like that, and the owner of that website makes money. And most of the time, even once they're at that step, if the customer's actually been duped that far, usually they're all fake websites anyway, and they're not actually purchasing medications online, and they're not actually getting antivirus. They're probably,
so there's nothing, they're not getting anything, they're sending in their credit card?
Absolutely. It's pretty much a raw deal from end to end.
Oh my God. And then they've got your credit card number.
That's right.
Oh, so that's where identity theft comes in.
Usually you've already had some of your identity stolen if you've gotten all the way to the website and entered in your information at all, even before you've entered in a credit card number. They've already captured that and they're probably already distributing it.
Wow. Wow. What can we do to protect ourselves from this?
Well, you want to be a little vigilant. It gets tricky because they get so exacting and careful about reproducing legitimate-looking websites that, every once in a while I'll see something on the screen and for a moment I'll think it's something legit. Especially, they're getting very good at targeting specifically. They might find out, oh, so-and-so has a Chase account or, owns a Ford or something like that. And so they'll send you something like, your Ford is ready for service. Please log into our website and submit a report or something like that. And it's completely false.
Bogus.
So
I know about the banks because I've had that happen. So when that pops up, I just call the bank.
That's good. The bank will pretty much never email you and ask you things like that. Key things to look for to make sure that the website's legit is see if it's using a secure connection. So if you look at the address bar at the top of the screen, where it says all the gobbledygook and then the name of the site, look and see if it says HTTPS.
HTTPS.
Yeah, normally it just says HTTP and then the rest of it, but the S means it's secure.
Secure.
And you might see a little lock icon in the very, very bottom right-hand corner.
Yeah, my daughter told me about the lock. She said, Mom, you can usually tell if it's secure because it has a lock there.
That's a good sign.
So that's what we want to be looking for.
Of course, they can fake that too.
Oh, jeez. Can.
They know all the tricks.
Oh, my God. Now, how do they track these people down? Do they ever capture them? Do they ever put them in jail?
Yeah, it's difficult because it's oftentimes international. I mean, for the domestic ones, it's very easy. And most of the time, there's so much of it going on, they don't bother prosecuting unless they're really habitual kind of offenders. Because an ISP, an internet service provider, will see, hey, Joe Schmo down the street is sending out 5 million email messages an hour, and they'll just shut off his account. Of course, they may re-register a new one, but if they keep doing that, then they'll probably arrest them. When it's outside of the country,
it's hard to do, isn't it? It's very difficult to do,
and you usually have to get the government involved, and usually they won't do it unless there's some significant organized crime going along with it.
So that would be like what? What kind of organized crime? Child
trafficking? Child pornography. Nigerian type scams where they're trying to take a lot of money. Those ones are getting more prosecuted now, just because they get more press. The government's governments are only going to do what makes them look good.
Right.
So if something's getting a lot of negative
press.
Does
anything make the government look good? Oh, excuse me.
I don't know.
I didn't say that.
That's a different show, I think.
Different show. I have some statistics here. It says, considering studies that show some spam campaigns can produce as much as $3.5 million a year, it's easy to see why today's spam problem is worse than ever. Some estimates place the amount of spam email at 80 to 90% of all emails sent. Do you think that's accurate?
That's very accurate. In fact, they are able to show sometimes when they take out a very large botnet or a very large provider of spam, sometimes they'll see like a 5% drop just across the board immediately. So a lot of that is caused by very few people who are generating most of it.
Wow. Okay. So. Now you work with Apple and PCs.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, because I have been using Apples for, since the dawn of time, I think. I'm on my 7th or 8th one. And you're good at both. Is it hard to balance that?
Well, you kind of have to be doing it all the time because there's so many differences between OS 9, OS X, and even from year to year models. We're supporting both hardware and software, and every single model has different things in it. And with PCs, I have to close my eyes and be able to tell somebody over the phone sometimes how do they change their network settings, you know, from Windows 98, which is totally different from Windows XP, which is totally different from Windows Vista, which is totally different from Windows 7. So it's just one of those things where you have to be doing it all the time. Keep it in your head.
Do you have to go back to school every year, or do you have? What do you do to keep up?
Tech is my passion. I mean, it's my hobby, and I do most of the same stuff at home that I'm doing for our clients anyway. So the way that I keep up is I'm just always tinkering. If there was a significant new technology, I might get a book on it or something like that. But typically, the only thing that you would really need to be doing something like that is if you were a programmer, because there's always new languages coming out, and I tend to shy away from that.
Okay, and what about websites? Do you create websites, or do you?
I myself do lower to mid-level type of web work. We have people in our team that do anything from, you know, mom and pop photo album website uh-huh. to, we have people in our team that have done, very, very large corporate enterprise level websites and things like that.
So anything. So,
yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
SwiftChip can do just about anything.
We can get done what you need done.
Okay. Because I really didn't know.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You keep my website up, but I had my website when I met you. I've had it for years. So, but you've changed it around. You've improved it and you've done some things to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's talk about Facebook. Facebook is a huge issue.
It's very controversial right at the moment, too.
Tell us about that.
Well, they seem to be on a path towards evil, to put it bluntly.
Facebook is on a path towards evil.
Well, I'm being silly, but the truth about the matter is they're getting greedier and greedier because they want to. They have huge, vast amounts of private information.
Mm-hmm.
Statistics about what ads you're clicking on, who your friends are, where you live, what applications you like, what mobile devices you're connecting from, and all that sort of stuff. And they make money by selling that to advertisers.
And so they're selling our names and our information.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And Facebook started off very good at being, very careful with your information, but they keep constantly revising their privacy practices and making more and more of your data available, not just to people that they're selling it to, but to the general public, too. And that's even more of a concern because people can be, there's all sorts of interesting website, research websites where they can show you, hey, punch in your Facebook name and we'll see what sort of information there, is it publicly available about you?
Oh my gosh.
I mean, well, you don't realize it, but average person sets up a Facebook account, somebody who, may not even know you might have, depending on how your settings are, might know what school your kids goes to, might see from some of the posts you've made what time you're picking them up, might know when you're on vacation, all these sorts of things. So you want to make sure, we're a very, very, becoming a much more socially public, almost voyeuristic society.
I know people that spend their whole day on Facebook.
It's bizarre.
Like that's their life.
It's true. Well, there's becoming more and more of a trend to substitute, actual real human connections with virtual human interaction.
And it becomes an addiction. I'm seeing clients that have addictions to Facebook and some
it.
Of the other, things online. I've always had clients that had, porn issues and computer issues, but Facebook is now becoming something that I've been seeing clients for.
Well, we keep heading more in a direction of wanting instant gratification and not wanting to do the work to achieve those things, too. So I think that kind of falls in line with all of that.
Okay, and what about those silly little Farmvilles and all of, how do you get those off? I don't even want to see them, the pillows and the martinis and the, all of that stuff.
It can be annoying, yeah.
Yeah, God bless you if you have enough time to play that, but I don't want to do that.
I don't blame any one of my friends for whatever little application they happen to be playing with at the time, but there's a very, very simple fix to be able to prevent that from clogging up your news feed.
Okay, let's find out what it is when we come back from our break. We'll be right back on the Dr. Benny Show on KKZZ 1400.
If you own a small or medium-sized business and want the benefit of a more professional image, call Christine Carmody at Accurate Business Systems, 351-3887. Accurate Business Systems can help you with a total virtual image. This includes a professional receptionist, telephone answering service, conference room for meetings, and tracking your business finances with our bookkeeping services. Accurate Business Systems, 351-3887.
Are you tired of doctors throwing expensive pills at your medical problems with no results? Would you like to be able to turn the clock back on aging or illness? There's a scientific revolution going on in medicine, and the Bernhoff Center for Advanced Medicine in Ojai, 640-0180, has the latest cutting-edge techniques to help you with your chronic medical problems. They don't throw pills at symptoms. They look for causes and try to cure. Not every patient responds, but the Bernhoff Center for Advanced Medicine in Ojai, 640-0180, has an excellent track record in turning the clock back on a wide range of chronic health problems. Give them a call today or visit the website at www.drbernhoff.com. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, my name is Bill Lamond. For more than 20 years, I have been consulting and coaching business, professional, and nonprofit leaders, people just like you who want to be leading in their own lives and expressing their deepest gifts and desires. For a free personal consultation or to hear about my group coaching programs by phone, you can reach me at www.billlamond.com or at 310-994-6222. That's 310-994-6222. Thank you.
Join Paul the Flagman Bramson every Friday on the Dr. Bunny Show from 3 to 4 when he honors our veterans on VETS, V-E-T-S Day. That's Veterans Educational Transitional Services. Are you a veteran? Give the Flagman a call, 639-0008. Do you know a veteran? Paul wants to hear from you, 639-0008. Join him Fridays between 3 and 4 when he talks to veterans on the Dr. Bunny Show here on AM 1400 KKZZ.
And we're back on the Dr. Bunny Show on KKZZ 1400 AM. We're here today with Ken May from Swift Chip. Used to be Nifty Chip, today it's Swift Chip, and will continue to be because they're Swift.
Thank you.
Let's have your phone number, Ken.
Sure, it's 1-866-326-2008. That's 866-326-2008.
And what area do you? I mean, I know I was talking to you one day, you were headed up to San Luis Obispo. I said, what?
Not often, but yeah, our team covers everywhere from Los Angeles, Ventura, and Santa Barbara counties. The San Luis Obispo trip was because I was a team lead on a project to upgrade some Merrill Lynch networking equipment.
Ah.
So one of those ones where we signed up for it, so I kind of had to do it.
So you did it. Yeah. Yep. But you do spend a lot of time in your car.
I do. I'm so glad I have a Ford Escape hybrid now, and that's a dream to drive. It's great.
Low on the gas mileage.
Yeah, I get like 34 miles to the gallon.
Hey, very cool. Too bad we don't have a Ford sponsor today. But okay, so when we went to break, we were talking about Facebook.
Yep.
And we were talking about some of these little games that people play. Not my cup of tea, but, you know, a lot of people have a lot of fun with them. So how do you prevent all of this stuff coming onto your Facebook page?
Sure. There's a very simple fix, actually. If you're looking at your news feed on Facebook, which is pretty much right when you log in, it shows you all the activity of what your friends have been up to, and you see one of those things pop up that says, so-and-so needs some help planting crops or something mm-hmm. like that. If you just move your mouse over that post, one of the options that will pop up will be block application. If you click on that, you'll never see another advertisement from that application from any of your friends.
So you're saying if you just move your mouse mm-hmm. right over it.
Yep.
You can block it right forever.
Absolutely.
Oh, my dear. Okay. So what about cybercrime?
Cybercrime, that's a very large topic. Can you be more specific?
No.
Okay. cybercrime numbers are continually going up, you know, from year to year. And like we talked about spam earlier, that is a part of it, you know, along with specifically targeting seniors, you know, for elder abuse and the scams and things like that. There's lots of different things under that category. They're always trying to crack down, but definitely, you know, like we talked about, identity theft is in that category, and it's just continuing to be a larger problem.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit more after we talk to Kevin. How are you, Kevin?
Oh, I'm good. I'm just out putting for sale signs up.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening. Say hello to Ken.
Hello, Ken.
Hi, Kevin. How you doing?
Good. I don't mean to take you off course from what you're talking about, but...
Now, we love to talk to you, Kevin.
Oh, okay. You got a computer that's just locked up.
Okay.
Won't go anywhere. What kind of damage do you do to it when you say, and you just hit the power button?
Sure. So we call that a hard boot. So if you... basically any programs that are actively open and have any unsaved data in them, there's a pretty good chance that it may be lost. So, for example, if you're typing a letter and it's open and you haven't clicked save, these days they're pretty good about saving a temporary copy. So even if it crashes and you restart the computer, it'll come up. But there's basically don't count on it is what I'm saying. So
you're going to lose it.
It's entirely possible. There's always a chance that it may damage one of the operating system files. But again, computers have come a long, long way. So you know, a lot of the time you're usually going to be okay. But if when it comes back up, you know, depending if it's a PC or Mac, it may ask you, hey, I want to scan the hard drive to check for errors. Let it do its thing. And you know, usually problems like that are most often caused by a program having crashed in the background. So you may want to look at your error logs and find out what the offending program was and find out if there's an update or maybe switch to something else.
Well, mine hasn't done that, but I've seen that happen before where, you know, the person just turns the thing off and you don't know what if you're hurting the hard drive or what.
Yeah, well, one thing that some people may not be aware of is, you know, when the computer stops responding, it may not be fully locked up. So I can give you two things to do before you cut the power to it, which is always your last case resort. First thing is take a look at the hard drive light, which, you know, depending on whether it's a desktop or a laptop, there's usually a little light that blinks when it's accessing the hard drive. And if it's still going, if it's still doing stuff, that means you know the computer's doing something. It's still thinking in the background, so maybe you just might want to be patient for a little bit.
It's trying.
Yeah, it's trying. It's trying. And if everything still seems frozen, you can, you know, on a PC at least, you can do a Control-Alt-Delete to open up your task manager and, you know, see if there's a program that's marked as not responding and close that, and that might free you back up. And for a Mac, you know, if you get what they call the beach ball of death, that little spinny beach ball, and there's nothing you can do about it, then you might just be stuck.
Otherwise, ask my mother about the beach ball of death.
There you go. Otherwise, on a Mac, you can always force quit the application.
Okay.
You have a PC?
Yeah, I have a PC.
PC, okay.
Yeah.
When you said beach ball.
Just a question.
Yeah.
So. Well, hey, thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Kevin. Have a good day. Have a good day. Kevin calls in every so often. He always has good questions, so I really appreciate him calling in. We were talking about cybercrime, and when you said, could I be more specific, it's so big.
It is. It is. In fact, the U.S. Air Force just formed a U.S. Cyber Command, and they have some pretty spiffy looking badges to go with it. And you know, cybercrime is not just you know, against you know, individuals. It's governments against governments, and it's getting very, very significant. And to be blunt, the American government is extremely far behind in its training and its capabilities for cyber defense. So I think they're finally getting the right idea and moving forward, because we have the resources to be number one, but we're just not paying attention to it. Hadn't been.
Interesting. I mean, some things that I really had no idea about. Now, I know when you go to see my mother tomorrow, she's going to, if she doesn't, I'll be surprised. She's going to ask you, how can she take better pictures?
Okay. Assuming that she has a digital camera.
Well, she does.
Okay. You know, it really depends a lot of it on what sort of camera it is, you know, if it's an SLR, if it's a DSLR, if it's just a little point-and-shoot camera. Assuming she's got a very simple little point-and-shoot camera, you know, probably one of the most important things you can do is I'm no, you know, photographer or anything like that, but composition is everything. So, you know, make sure you don't have the sun directly behind your subject and things like that. And you want to make sure you leave enough distance between you and your target, so that way, you know, you're not right up in their face and you're not so far away that they're looking like specks in the picture too. So.
Mother likes to get pictures of shoes.
Okay. Well, in that case, if she's taking, you know, close up pictures of her shoes, she may.
No,
not
I mean, it's like the whole person. She gets the whole picture.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I do head and shoulders, and she does the whole thing. So, yeah.
Here I was going to talk about macro mode. So.
Yeah. Okay. So basically, it's the same rules that you would use for any kind of photography.
Yeah. And, you know, I think a lot of the goal with digital cameras is to try to make them as similar to analog cameras as possible. Mm-hmm. I think we've reached and surpassed that goal at this point now.
Yeah, I don't you know, Spence takes a picture of every single guest that I have on the Dr. Bunny Show, and I don't think he's ever taken a bad shot.
I think they all look great. No, what we get worse copies of is the promo headshots people send in sometimes.
Oh, that's,
Spence takes much better pictures.
He takes great pictures. Well, I send them over to you, and you put them on the website, so they're all there. Ken, why don't you give us your phone number again and tell us one more time about that wonderful offer that you're making?
Sure. We are called Swift Chip, and you can reach us at 866-326-2008. That's 866-326-2008. Or they can see our website at swiftchipinc.com. And right now, for any of your listeners, I know the ad says 5 computers, but you know, for at least the duration of your show, I think we're running a special to the end of Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody has a business with at least 3 or more computers, give us a call, and I or one of my team members will come down and donate an hour of our time to help you out with one of your computer problems.
How many people on your team?
Well, you mentioned I was the general manager earlier. I'm actually just the Ventura branch manager.
Ah.
We have a few different branch managers in the company, and we're co-owners. In our Ventura area, we have, let's see, I think 5 people and a similar number of people down in LA. So altogether in the company, I would say it's more than 10.
And you keep busy.
Yeah, we do. We're always keeping busy, and I'm always looking for, you know, good techs to bring on to the team and things like that. So people are welcome to give us a call too and say, hey, I'm looking for work or something like that.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, we had somebody on last Friday who was looking for work, and that was you that called
that's
in
right.
and said, hey, I think I know somebody. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're just such a helpful person. I need an autoresponder. Do you know of one that can that I could set up on my website?
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting a new website together in addition to the one that I have, and I want to be able to show them a little video,
mm-hmm.
and have them sign up for some services or some information, and then be able to show them another video, which will take them into the next step. So what
Absolutely.
Do you recommend for that?
Well, you know, it depends on if there's a bunch of different ways you could set it up. For example, you could set it up with just a script on the website. So, you know, when they punch in their information and all that, it just automatically takes them to another page that would, you know, give them that information.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you actually want a proper email autoresponder, we can set it up through your host, which I think you're using 1&1 as your
mm-hmm.
web host.
That's right.
And you can flag an account, an email account, to automatically send back a message with, you know, basically whatever you want in there, kind of a form letter with, okay, thank you for signing up, here's the next step. It depends from host to host, and there's a lot of different ways to do it, but it's something we can definitely set up.
Okay, are there hundreds of autoresponders, thousands, or just a few, or, you know, how do you know what to look for in an autoresponder?
Well, typically, it's not going to be something that if you're talking about the second option that I spoke about with, you know, what most people are going to do is use the one that their host provides, it's not going to be something that you're going to go out and look for yourself.
I see.
So we're talking about snippets of code in PHP or Perl or, you know, JavaScript or something like that. So I'm not going to name a specific, like a product someone
right,
would
right.
look for.
But there's many choices.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
And are they all pretty much the same?
It just depends on what you
want
to do.
What you want.
It's so custom tailored to
Got
what
it.
Language your web page is, you know, mostly done in, what your webmaster is more familiar with, what your host supports, all that kind of thing.
Okay, great. So we're here with Ken May. And our number is 639-0008. One of your specialties, I know, is patience.
Thank you.
You have
Try to be.
incredible patience. So I can see you're working with elders mm-hmm. as well as businesses. Do you work with a lot of older folks?
I do, actually. And, you know, earlier in my life when I thought I was going to go down a different career path, uh-huh. I actually got my certified nursing assistant training. And I liked that quite a bit. And it gave me a lot of interaction with seniors. And I feel like I learned a lot with that. And that's definitely one of our litmus tests for our technicians. I mean, not only do they need to be able to do work on servers and swap out cash registers and things like that,
mm-hmm.
but they need to be able to handle any one of our clients, which, you know, may be, you know, a teenager, or it may be, you know, a senior in an assisted living facility or something like that. So definitely patience is one of the number one things that is necessary for the job.
So you cover the waterfront age-wise.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, seniors are really excellent as clients because they're extremely loyal.
That's true.
It's really true, and they tend to do a lot of repeat business and things like that. You know, when they have help that they need, then you know they'll give you a call the next time, and so we love working with seniors.
Yeah, my mother will love you. She will absolutely love you. Denise, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Dr. Bunny?
I'm just great. Thanks for calling in. Say hello to Ken.
Hi, Ken. How you doing?
Hi, Denise. Doing great. How about you?
I'm doing okay, except for I have a problem. Every time I turn around, I get a flash on my computer that says, update your AVG.
Okay.
And I update it, but I wonder is it necessary?
Absolutely, yeah. Let me put it to you this way. An antivirus that's not updated is almost as bad as not having antivirus at all.
Mm.
The problem is that these people who are writing these viruses are constantly tweaking them and making new variants and things like that. And sometimes all it takes is them changing one letter of the code to make it such that your antivirus might not detect it. As such, for example, Norton, who's part of Symantec, probably the largest provider of internet security programs, they release more than 20 updates a day sometimes.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. They have to because somebody's going to get infected. The thing to keep in mind too is it's very much like physical diseases. Some patient somewhere has to catch the disease before the doctor knows to cure it. So.
Oh my.
It may be really frustrating, but it's part of life now.
But is there one particular one that's better than the other?
Well, you're using AVG, so I'm presuming you chose it because you wanted a good free antivirus. Is that correct? Well, AVG started out, they started out as free, and then they added premium services and things like that. If you're going for a for-pay antivirus, I would say for our residential clients, the Norton antivirus 2010, for a while it had become kind of bloated and was really slow, but they've huge leaps and strides in that category, and it's extremely good now, and it's fairly inexpensive. For a business, I would recommend Symantec Endpoint Protection, which is basically their corporate edition of that. If you're looking for a good free antivirus, the number one free antivirus that's available right now, according to all the latest statistics, is actually Avira. Avira, and you can pick up a copy of that at freeav.com.
Avira, okay.
And the only downside with that is that every once in a while it'll pop open a little thing saying, hey, thanks for using us. Why don't you pay us for the full version or something like that? But the free version is extremely adequate as well. Now, that's right, I keep forgetting to mention this one. Microsoft just released something.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, Microsoft released one called Microsoft Security Essentials, I think is what it's called. And I've had a lot of good reports from people. I've kind of been shying away from it just a little bit because it's still kind of new. But so far I'm hearing very, very good things about it. So that's also something to look at.
Okay.
Does that help?
Certainly. Yes, definitely. I'm going on to, I'll update.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Denise.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
We'd love to hear from you.
Okay. Bye.
That was Denise, and I think you helped her out with her antivirus problem.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Now, on antivirus, mm-hmm. One of the reasons that I have always used Apple or Mac products mm-hmm. is because I've never had a virus.
Yeah, well, the landscape is changing, definitely.
Oh, don't tell me.
Well, the biggest thing that Apple had going for themselves all the way through OS 9 was that they were their own completely proprietary operating system.
Mm-hmm.
They were and still continue to be in the single digit of computer OS share. So basically about 91% of computer users use Windows. And so people writing a virus, they say, well, am I going to waste my time writing it for the 7 or 8% of people that have Macs, or I'm going to write it for the other, 90%.
Okay.
When they switch to OS X, then, they're basically off of a Linux type platform, Unix platform. And along with that, which was a great, great move for them, but it also brought a lot of security holes, and it was a whole brand new game for them. And they're issuing their own security updates all the time. And beginning with, I believe, Snow Leopard, which I think is the most recent release of OS X, they actually included a very basic kind of behind-the-scenes application to block some malware and spyware.
And that's what I have.
You do, Snow Leopard. Yeah. It's now officially Apple's recommendation to use some sort of a security program.
Okay, well, we're going to take our last break, and we'll be right back with Ken May on the Dr. Bunny Show on KKZZ 1400 AM.
I will survive. Attention small business owners. Did you know that you could save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars a month on one of your most important business expenses? It's true. You want to know more? Then just pick up the phone and call Access Line Communications. Ask them how you can save up to 50% or more on all of your business phone costs. You can get rock-bottom prices on things like toll-free numbers and conference service. You can even get a complete phone system for your office and a year's worth of free service. For just dollars a day, call Access Line today at 1-888-510-5955 or visit them online at accessline.com/thecoach. Tell the salesperson that your phone promo is The Coach, and they'll line you up with a free Visa gift card with your purchase. Check it out today.
Are you tired of doctors throwing expensive pills at your medical problems with no results? Would you like to be able to turn the clock back on aging or illness? There's a scientific revolution going on in medicine, and the Bernhoff Center for Advanced Medicine in Ojai, 640-0180, has the latest cutting-edge techniques to help you with your chronic medical problems. They don't throw pills at symptoms. They look for causes and try to cure. Not every patient responds, but the Bernhoff Center for Advanced Medicine in Ojai, 640-0180, has an excellent track record in turning the clock back on a wide range of chronic health problems. Give them a call today or visit the website at www.drbernhoff.com. You'll be glad you did.
Is your business using technology to increase productivity? The friendly computer pros at SwiftChip will ensure that you do while providing complete computer care for your PCs or Macs. SwiftChip is giving away 1 hour of labor, 100% free to any of Dr. Bunny's listeners with five or more computers who call 866-326-2008 before Memorial Day. This is not a gimmick, but actual labor performed absolutely free. Give SwiftChip a call at 866-326-2008 and see why SwiftChip is known as the IT efficiency experts for small and medium-sized businesses.
And welcome back to the last segment of the Dr. Bunny Show on KKZZ 1400 AM. Here today with Ken May. If you have a question for Ken, anything computer, give us a call. We've got to make it quick. We're almost out of time. 639-0008. And when we were at break, we were talking about Pakistan and what's going on.
Oh, and yeah, Tom's pulling a joke on us here, playing some very excellent bumper music. Isn't that Kashmir by Zeppelin?
That would be the mighty Led Zeppelin.
Yes.
The mighty Led Zeppelin.
Great. Yeah, Pakistan has a block. Facebook because today some kid somewhere decided to start a little group called hey, let's make it make a drawing of Muhammad Day, and obviously they weren't too keen on that, so they have blocked it at the country ISP level, so nobody can get to it.
No kidding.
Yep.
Wow. Okay, well, speaking of blocking, this may not be the same kind of thing, but Facebook flops and Twitter troubles social media in the workplace. Mm. What do you know about that?
Well, you know, it depends on what you do. Right now, social media is an extremely effective tool for people to do marketing and networking and things like that. But if you're somebody who's supposed to be, you know, doing something completely different, some sort of other productive work, you know, art or something like that, mm-hmm. or data entry, I mean, you really ought not to be wasting too much time on those sorts of things. In fact, we're having a problem with government employees even. there was, I think it was Poland, one of their
yes.
parliamentary guys got in big, big trouble because he was caught playing Farmville while they were in a parliamentary session.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Pam's on the line. Pam, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Sounds like you're in your car.
Yes, I am.
Okay, say hi to Ken.
I have a quick question. I heard you talking about different things. Is there I'm looking for a small digital camera for my son, who might be a little bit rough on it. Do you have any suggestions as to what I should be looking for? Something that's going to take maybe some rough.
How old is your son?
Well, he's 21.
Okay, so he's an adult.
Oh, okay. That kind of changes my answer.
Yeah.
I was thinking younger.
No, I don't want it to be a toy. I want it to be something real, but something that's going to be a little bit, be able to be handled in a more rugged manner.
Sure.
I don't have to be afraid that it's going to crack and break and all that stuff. And
do you have a budget?
Not at the moment, no. But, of course, the least the lower the price, the
better, right?
And easier to replace if something does happen to it.
Sure.
And
Well, I can tell you, for example, the camera that we use to put the pictures up on Dr. Bunny's website is a very nice mid-range model from Panasonic. It's a Lumix, and it's pretty sturdy. I mean, we bang it around here in the studio quite a bit, and that would do quite well. As well, Kodak has a lot of more lower-end point-and-shoot cameras that are fairly rugged, too. But yeah, the Panasonic Lumix, or, you know, sometimes what the best thing might be to do is to go into an electronics store where they have a bunch on display, and you need to actually pick up the camera and just, you know, reviews are nice online, but you don't know if, you know, maybe it's a shill that somebody paid to write the review. You need to actually pick it up in your hands and get a good feel. Does it feel solid? Does it feel cheap and plasticky? You know, those are the things to look for. Go for, you know, a metal unibody construction, and that'd be a good way to go.
Okay, great. Thank you.
I love my camera. I love it. It's the Lumix. I love it. Spence takes great photos. If you go on my website, bunnyvreeland.com, you'll see all my archive shows there. All of the pictures that Spence takes are there.
They don't even do it justice. I have to chop them down. I don't know if you realize, but I have to chop it down about 90%.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
Well, great. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling
really
in.
Bye-bye.
Well, Ken, I think you've given us a lot of information,
well, thank you.
I think we're almost out of time, but I want to thank you for being here.
Thanks,
I have some more questions that I wanted to ask you, but we'll do it another time. Give us your information as far as how people can reach you one more time.
Sure. They can reach SwiftChip at 866-326-2008. That's 866-326-2008. Or they can reach our website at SwiftChipInc.com, and my personal email is kmay@SwiftChipInc.com.
And if you had one thing to leave with the listeners, what would you say?
Back up your data,
especially
that gentleman we talked to about, you know, asking, well, what happens if my computer locks up? We can help you with some very good, both offline and online, fully automatic backup solutions, so your data is completely protected, even in case of fire and things like that, or theft. So if you're curious about that, give us a call, and we can find a way to make sure that all your precious memories and vital financial business
and photos,
information.
Too, yeah. All those photos.
Can be protected.
Great. Thank you again. It's always a pleasure. I just, you know, I can't say enough about you. You're
glad
just
to
wonderful.
Be here.
Just wonderful. And tomorrow, please join us when Paul Bramson returns to honor our vets. We'll see you tomorrow on the Dr. Bunny Show on KKZZ 1400 AM. This is Dr. Bunny Vreeland, reminding you that life is short. Break the rules. Forgive quickly. Kiss slowly. Love truly. Laugh uncontrollably. And never regret anything that made you smile.
Living Trust on LegalZoom.com. You've protected your family and provided peace of mind. And if you missed the opportunity last year, this is your chance to shine. In honor of National Make-A-Will Month, you can make your will for just $69 at LegalZoom.com. Don't let time and money keep you from protecting your family with a Living Trust or will. Visit LegalZoom.com and complete a simple question.